Jerks at Work by Tessa West. The one-sentence summary. There are always jerks at work, but you can deal with them effectively by recognising their archetypes, understanding how they tick, and using tactics to expose their weak points and restore your emotional well-being. What the book says. This is a practical and often amusing book by a New York University professor of psychology. She identifies seven types of toxic co-worker. Number one, kiss up, kick downer. Belittles you in front of those they want to impress. Two, the credit stealer. Opportunistically takes credit for the work of others. Three, the bulldozer. Asserts power early on, finds teams that can't function without their expertise, and bullies bosses into submission. 4. The free rider. Works on teams where it's hard to establish who did what. Takes on work that has the veneer of importance but requires little effort. 5. The micromanager. Always provides unreasonable deadlines, assigns mind-numbing useless tasks, and then disappears completely for long periods. 6. The neglectful boss. Ignores you for long periods, then sweeps in to exert control, usually at an inappropriate stage of a project. And 7. The gaslighter. Isolates you by making you feel part of something special, destroys your sense of self-worth, and starts with small lies, then moves on to big ones. What's good about it? Social comparison orientation is the degree to which we compare ourselves with other people. Status acuity helps kiss-up, kick-downers to assess rapidly who to compare themselves with and who they can safely criticise to those in power. Social dominance orientation means that they enjoy competitive hierarchies. Those who have the biggest voice at work tend to be those known as advice tie, someone others go to for advice on how to get ahead.